WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Screenwriter Lowell Ganz has three. His writing partner Babalu Mandel has six, and his friend film director Ron Howard has four. Together, they're parents of 13 children and collaborators on the new film Parenthood. Ganz met Ron Howard on the set of Happy Days. Howard starred in the show, and Ganz was one of Happy Days' writers and producers. Together with Mandel, Ganz wrote Ron Howard's hit film Splash. When the three of them got together to work on Parenthood, the time was right to make a film that was close to their lives.
My partner, Babalu, and I had it in our heads, I don't remember why, that we wanted to work and do our next script something very reality-based. We wanted to work in that style. And then almost simultaneous to that, Ron Howard said that he wanted to do a movie about being a dad. And he didn't know what form it should take at that point, but the subject matter seemed just perfect for the style of movie that Babalu and I were enthusiastic about writing right at that time.
Is there a parent in Parenthood that you most identify with?
Well, I think all of us, Babalu and I and Ron and Brian Grazer, the producer, all identified heavily with Gil.
The Steve Martin character.
We all sort of considered ourselves this kind of, I don't know, for want of a, you know, modern dad, or, you know, the kind of dad who felt that it was part of his job to do everything and do everything well.
There's a scene, and I hope you don't mind my giving this away, in which Steve Martin has this fantasy. The first fantasy is that his son is a valedictorian, and the whole assembly stands up to applaud this fabulous father who bred such a boy. And then the second later, he has another fantasy where his son's a mass murderer, and everybody's pointing at him accusingly, like, you're the father whose son is murdering everybody we know. Have you had that fantasy?
Well, not specifically those, but I think we all. I mean, I have a terrible tendency to engage in catastrophic thinking.
Yeah.
it's a real problem of mine, and I just found that most people I know who are really just very committed to the idea of parenthood muse, and you get very much too bound up in expectations.
Rick Moranis plays a father who uses his home as the perfect laboratory to breed the perfect intelligent child.
Our children are more capable of retaining and absorbing information than we are, and yet we insist on treating them like adorable little morons.
What are you saying? Patty can learn things I can't learn?
Patty, which one of these is the square root of 8,649?
Oh, 93.
They're like sponges, Gil, just waiting to absorb.
I'm sure you know parents like that. I think we've all met parents like that. Do these people scare you?
They terrify me. And not only do they terrify me, but they make you feel very guilty. Because, you know, they come over to the house and your kid is doing whatever, and they say, you let your child drink soda? And you go, well, yeah, sometimes I guess I do, kind of. You're letting them have sugar? Yeah. Oh, you let them watch TV for more than an hour? They're sitting there watching a whole 3-2 shows at the same back-to-back like that? Yeah, I guess I do let them do that. And by the time they leave, you're like, you're destroyed. I mean, you're just convinced you don't care as much as they do. You're lazier than they are. You're just and your kids are ruined because you're not putting in the same effort that they are. So this was sort of our way of fighting back.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 40.
Are you ever surprised by how caught up people of your generation are getting with parenting? This is the generation of people who started to have children later. You know, I mean, a lot of people of your, of our generation started to have children later and have gotten just incredibly caught up with it.
I'm impressed by it rather than surprised by it. I mean, I came from a family where my parents were just totally oriented towards us, towards the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they dwelled and obsessed on everything remotely kid-related. So it's not something that, you know, I find, like, odd or new or anything. But I'm sure exactly why Ron suggested it as the topic for his next film is that we all are sort of, even when we're not surprised by it, you're just stunned by the extent to which it takes up your life. That for many of us, if you were really honestly going to define who or what you are, it would be a mom or a dad more than what you do professionally or what you do, you know, recreationally or creatively or anything else.
So how many children do you have?
I have three.
And how old are they?
10 and a half, 8 and a half, and 4 and a half.
Are you worried about your children seeing the movie and looking for themselves in it and jumping to conclusions about what you think of them?
My kids have seen the movie. They love the movie. I mean, my older two have seen it. My little one hasn't seen it. They love the movie. There's certain things they recognize, and they get excited about it. They think it's terrific that those things are there. Fortunately, there's enough space between the kid characters and our kids so that I don't think any of our kids, you know, really feel violated. They just sort of, recognize kind of little amusing dynamics that exist between them and between each other and between them and us.
I really enjoyed the movie a lot, and I really liked its tone. But I have to tell you that at the very end, I had problems. I thought there was, in a way, too much resolution. And instead of the kind of messy, instead of the wonderful mess that you present families as being, in the end, everything gets really tidied up, and the family becomes an almost religious experience in the way that it's celebrated. And I was wondering what was behind that tone of change, if that represented the way you feel about families, if that was a result of marketing research.
No, it was not the result of marketing research at all. It's for better or worse, it's an honest reflection of the life view of the people who put the movie together. I don't think everything is. Certainly, Tom Hulce's story doesn't get tied up in any pleasing way. But the rest is somebody, I don't completely agree with this, but somebody sort of said that for an hour and a half, we kind of show you a tremendous number of good reasons why maybe you shouldn't have kids. And what our feeling about the whole process, about being parents, was, yes, there are all of those reasons not to do it. And then for some peculiar reason that's almost impossible to describe, at the end, for so many of us, it's just all worth it and a totally compelling experience that we can't resist.
You've been working as a writing team with Babalu Mandel for several years now, and you've written several films that Ron Howard has directed. Did you all meet while doing Happy Days?
Yeah. Well, I actually met Babalu some years before that, but we both met Ron on Happy Days.
Can you figure out what it is that keeps you working together?
Oh, we've got stuff on him. he doesn't dare not. No, we do share sensibility. I don't know. I think we're a good influence on each other. He trusts us a lot, and it's just been consistently good relationship.
When you're writing a comedy like Parenthood, after the screenplay is written, do you go back and add more humor? is there a section where you just put in, punch up the funny lines?
No, we never go back to punch up specifically for jokes. Everything that went back was just to was all characters. You know, your first pass through, maybe you've got three or four characters that are, you know, sort of fulfilled and you're happy with, and several others that are just there. They're just kind of populating the movie, and all of the reworking of it was just to try to find each character.
You've written all your screenplays in collaboration with Babalu Mandel. What's your technique for writing together? Are you in the same room the whole time, calling out lines to each other?
Absolutely. It's a very improvisational kind of form of writing. We have a scene, and we know where we want to get to, and we have characters, and presumably before we write any scene or any character, we've done a lot of work between us in having a feel for who the people are and how they sound. And if one of us opens our mouths and starts talking in character, the other one theoretically should have absolutely no problem recognizing immediately which character is speaking. And we write absolutely head-to-head. We're 3 feet away from each other across one desk. One of us is holding a ballpoint pen over a blank piece of white paper. And we write the entire movie that way.
Well, Gans, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, that's okay. I enjoyed it.